Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Update on a story we brought you yesterday. This is breaking news. Normally, if I say it's breaking news, it's really not breaking news. A second suspect has now been arrested for throwing something
items
that you would find at Cirilla's.
Yes.
Onto an NBA court, a yep. WNBA court.
Grow up, people. My God.
The incident happened on Tuesday at the Phoenix Mercury's game against the Connecticut Sun. The item, it was green in color, mm-hmm. allegedly hit a man in the stands who was watching the game with his 9-year-old niece.
Yep. Now that's battery.
Caden Lopez, 18 years old, was taken into custody at the arena, according to Fox 10 in Phoenix, which reported that Lopez was booked into jail on suspicion of disorderly conduct, assault, and public display of explicit material. Lopez said it was a stupid prank that was trending on social media, mm-hmm. so he bought the item the day before and took it to the game.
Yep.
This is the fifth known incident of these kinds of items being thrown at WNBA games.
It will stop very, very quickly once people realize they are going to be arrested. Speaking of arrested, funny, not funny. Actually, maybe just not funny. A couple of meth-loving squatters just helped themselves to a Texas home while the entire family was on vacation. A Texas family's home has been allegedly overtaken by a pair of alcohol-swilling, meth-making squatters. Jerry and Dustin Gamblin were arrested after they allegedly broke into the home and settled in. They wore the family's clothes, drove their Jeep, and cooked their food. The pair of squatters also drank all their alcohol, left behind baggies of drugs, and stole money, according to homeowners Connie and Joe Casas. Here is a photo of one of them just lounging on their front porch. And you might ask, why is this man being photographed?
Dana, why is that man being photographed lounging on that front porch?
He's got a little cup of beer there. He's got some very nice socks on. Their son-in-law was driving by, checking out the house because mom and dad are on vacation, and he sees this dude sitting there. He snaps a photo, drives in, and says, what are you doing? Valade, who's then been arrested, claimed to know the Casas family. How did he know their names? He's been in their house for a week. Scott, he literally just researched who these people were, looked at the photos, and said,
how did he know they were on vacation?
I know them. Well, the homeowner Connie says, yeah, he knows who we are because they were going through our mail. Yeah. We know Connie. So as the son-in-law is talking to front porch dude, the family's Jeep pulls into the driveway, and meth dude number two is driving the family's Jeep.
It was his wife, meth wife.
Right. So police are called. When the couple gets home, the suspects had just moved in and helped themselves. They chopped up some brisket. They had a grill out. Okay.
Good.
They like hot sauce with their brisket, apparently. And then when the homeowner got back inside her Jeep, there was crystal meth in the console.
What would you expect from a meth cooker?
I don't know. I think they're brothers.
Oh, I thought you said it was a wife.
I think it's Dustin and Jerry.
I think I read Jerry as G-E-R-I. Nope. Sorry.
Now, I will say this. They did not tear the house up. The house outside of the drug-making operation was in perfect order. So, you know, the Texas governor, along with, I hope, lawmakers everywhere, are looking at ways to fight this.
Squatting?
No, anti-squatter laws have got to be stiffened. Because, Scott, we're seeing people go on vacation, and then you move in, and you get your first piece of mail there, and the law is now protecting the ne'er-do-wells who have helped themselves to your house.
Is that really how it works?
We have seen these cases, Scott.
Because I got to believe, if I go to Cancun, right, and it's kind of public knowledge when I go to Cancun,
yep,
or when you go on vacation somewhere, and if someone were to break into our homes because of that.
Police have said time and time again, when you come home and there's someone living in your house, that, quote, this is a civil matter. Take them to civil court. We have to have new laws that specifically allow you to immediately remove someone that's in your house. Now, in this case, they were able to because there were drugs on premise.
Well, also, so squatting often refers to the physical posture and the practice of occupying often an abandoned or unoccupied space without permission.
Unoccupied. They were on vacation. It was unoccupied.
Yeah, but you can't just walk. I mean,
yes, they are doing this, Scott. We've talked about this on the show before.
In what legal world does it make sense that I go on vacation?
Squatters' rights.
Somebody moves into my house because I announced on the air I was going to Cancun next week. I'm not, by the way. And they just take up residence in my house. When I get back from vacation, don't get to stay in my house.
In Kansas, as in many other states, squatters have rights that prevent a legal property owner from simply removing them by force. Even though they are occupying your property without permission, they are legally entitled to a formal eviction process.
Who wrote these laws?
Like 100 years ago.
Well, then let's rewrite them.
You would leave and go off to war, right? And then you would not come back, and then someone would occupy your house, and then it becomes theirs. Those laws are still on the books, Scott.
Okay, then I'm with you. They need to be removed and removed quickly. That's silly. There's not a reasonable, and emphasis on the word reasonable, human being on this planet that thinks if I go on vacation for 2 weeks to Europe.
Scott, it's happening all over the country.
I understand.
And in Kansas, their rights are protected.
They don't have any rights.
Before a squatter can be removed, they must formally be served with an eviction notice, typically via mail or through law enforcement.
Do I mail it to my own house?
Then a court order is required to remove them. Eviction proceedings can be time-consuming, potentially taking months to resolve, especially if the squatter fights the eviction. Sam has been barking about this for years.
You know what the squatter doesn't have that I have once I come home from my vacation?
What?
A key.
You're also, under certain circumstances, not allowed just to change the locks because squatters have rights.
I don't need to change the locks. I've got the keys.
I would ask you, why are they not an intruder in your home?
Why do I not have the right to shoot them?
I am not saying I'm advocating that, but if I come home and there is a man in my home that does not belong there, a woman for that matter, that to me, you have now invaded my home and I have the right to use force.
I would certainly make that argument as well. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is called the Squatter Song.
Get out! Get out!
Steven in Kansas City, Missouri, hello.
Hey, the what you're calling squatter rights were laws that were enacted in the late 80s and early 90s to protect domestic violence victims so that, like, if the cops show up, you can't just be like, get her out of my house. I don't want her here. I pay the bills.
And okay.
So the intention behind the law was to prevent people from being abused and forced homelessness.
And now squatters are exploiting that.
Yeah, now it's a giant loophole.
So wait a minute. Like, for example, my house is in my name only, but
yep.
T lives with me, and she pays some of the bills, but I pay the mortgage. We're not going to break up, but if we were, she would have the legal argument, well, I pay the bills. I've lived here. I have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, her mail comes there.
He can't just kick. Yeah, that's true. He can't just kick me out. That's what the law was designed for. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So you can't just throw her out because you pay the mortgage. It she has a right to be there, just even if she doesn't contribute financially.
But how does that extend? And I could certainly see the argument.
It wasn't supposed to. That's what he's saying it wasn't supposed to, which is why the governor of Texas and others are saying we have to update these laws.
We do.
So that you can say, this is an intruder in my house, get out.
Now, what about if later in life, and I'm just using a hypothetical here, you end up having a failure to launch kid.
Yep.
Okay? The kid has not, wow, did you, we just had a little
power surge there.
Power surge, okay.
Time to get your Generac stand by generator.
Yes. He's 30 years old. He hasn't left. He's still living in the basement, playing video games and eating goldfish. I don't have the right to kick my own son out of my own house and force him to launch?
I don't know if it's a family member. Honestly, Scott, I don't know. But I think here's the other nightmare. If you invite someone to come stay with you, let's say they're down on their luck and you say, you know, we're going to let you stay here a few weeks before you get back on your feet, whatever. I think there is a scenario under which they are there at your welcoming. When they are there for a certain amount of time, and I don't know what that amount of time is, don't let them get mail there. Because once that happens, you would have to go through the formal eviction process to get them out if they chose to exploit your generosity.
But why is it that somebody who is not there on my invitation, a squatter who has broken the law to gain access to my home.
Breaking and entering, yes.
Has broken the law. Not only breaking and entering, but theft.
Yep.
And
I know.
I could sit down and probably find four or five more charges.
I'm telling you, in Texas, if these two men had not been producing meth inside the house, if they chose to enact their rights, I think it would have been a fight to get them out of that house. I really do. You literally can lose your house.
Minders just said in my ear, that's why hotels have 28-day limits.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I guarantee you, at one point, somebody moved into a hotel room and they're like, nope, I live here now.
All right. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we do it every Friday, have for more than a decade. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. That is brought to you by Q39. Story here from Channel 5, the president, the principal, I think, of Bishop Miege High School has been ousted amid an investigation into what has been deemed inappropriate behavior. This is the president. His name is going to be tough for me to pronounce, but stand by. The Board of Trustees of Bishop Miege High School announcing last night that yesterday was Phil Banowitz's last day on the job. Mm-hmm. After consideration of his, quote, inappropriate behavior, the board said it decided it is in the best interest of the community to move forward with new leadership. The process for selecting a new president for Bishop Miege is expected to begin soon.
All right.
As interim president Joseph Schramp continues to lead the school in the meantime.
I will only say this because you know how I feel about these matters, that on June 16th, he was, quote, barred from ministry anywhere in the archdiocese. Barred from ministry anywhere based on a new report of inappropriate behavior with a minor. I will only ask, how is it that these men, I will just leave it at that, end up bouncing from place to place? How do we not know that this is going on? That drives me crazy that he ended up at Bishop Miege. And if you look back, there were similar allegations from Moorhill, Mount Academy, and Atchison. Do they not ask the prior school, hey, can you tell us, because this is a private school.
Mar Hill used to be an all-boys school.
Under what, this one in Atchison, under what circumstance did he leave the prior school? It absolutely drives me crazy. You want to talk about updating policy? That's where it needs to happen.
I can't answer the question.
If I was a family that sent my kids, and God knows what they pay to send those kids to Miege, I would be furious.
It's not cheap. Have you ever been over there? Because it's in Roland Park.
Yes.
It wasn't far from my old house. And we would, on a Friday night, every once in a while, I would just go over there and watch a football game. And I actually, full disclosure, taught one of my kids how to drive in their parking lot during the summer. Nobody was there.
His accusations date back to 1985, Scott, and I will leave it at that. And you're telling me.
That's 40 years.
You're 85.
I said that's 40 years.
You mean to tell me there's no way to find out in the last 40 years when you hire someone to come oversee your children that there are not allegations of this? It is shocking to me that he ended up at Miege or that he ended up at Moorhill if these allegations go all the way back to 85. Leave it at that.
Well, I think there is...
motivational blindness?
Yeah, there is a certain level of... what's the word I'm looking for here, a phrase... protectionism, motivational blindness is a perfect term. I don't know, Dana. You know, why were some priests moved from one parish to another, even though they knew that there was some hanky-panky going on at the previous parish? I don't know the answer to that. I can't understand it. Three researchers at the U.S. McMurdo Station in Antarctica have been evacuated in a challenging nearly 20-hour medical emergency rescue mission this week conducted by the Royal New Zealand Air Force. One of the researchers needed urgent medical care. Two others also needed medical care. Their names have not been released. It doesn't matter. The rescuers, who are from New Zealand, faced a daunting task dealing, because it's winter down there, dealing with extreme cold, rapidly changing weather conditions, and having to land a gigantic plane, which weighs 160,000 pounds, on the ice in the dark.
Oh, well, that's a special skill.
The crew, quoting here from Andy Scott, he's with the Royal New Zealand Air Force, the crew can only attempt the flight after detailed analysis of the weather and airfield state. The U.S. Antarctic Program winter team must physically create a runway before we can depart by ensuring that the ice is groomed and suitable for landing. Wow. The entire operation took 19 and a half hours.
We would be remiss if we did not mention the helicopter crash in St. Louis this morning. Have you seen the update on this, Scott?
I just know that two people have passed.
Sadly, two people died after a helicopter crashed in what witnesses call a fireball. They crashed onto a barge on
the Mississippi.
And there were fishermen down there. There was a lot of activity going on. So there's video of the immediate aftermath. We don't know what happened, but a pilot and passenger died in that crash today. And I think they were there doing they were there to do some sort of maintenance work.
Yeah, they were doing some like sky maintenance
like
work,
surveying the area for maintenance. Yeah. Yes.
All right. And before we get to a very quick break here at the bottom of the hour, Vance Belter, who is accused of stalking and shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses in June, pleaded not guilty in federal court today. Belter's attorney entered the not guilty plea on his behalf, according to the AP. He faces federal murder, stalking, and firearms charges. Spoke very briefly in court, thanking the judge and saying that he understood the charges.
He's as not guilty as Jeffrey Epstein was not guilty.
And Ghislaine Maxwell, who, by the way, I saw this on the news today, that this posh little federal camp where she is currently located in Texas has a dog training program. Mm. She is not allowed to train the dogs. They do not allow any inmate who has physically assaulted an animal or a human
to train dogs,
to train puppies.
She's so awful, she can't be around dogs.
That is correct.
I'm okay with that.
And yet somehow, after meeting with the deputy attorney general last week, she got transferred to a posh little federal prison in Texas. Got it. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been sitting on this story for a day, but I wanted to get to it from the New York Post, and they write, they find the weirdest, most interesting stories on the planet. This nuisance would work any soon-to-be bride's last nerve. Before walking down the aisle, one nearly wed was forced to walk down to human resources after a scorned co-worker complained about being excluded from the wedding guest list.
No.
Quoting here from the beleaguered bride-to-be, "This was honestly one of the weirdest work things I have ever dealt with. There is a woman in my office. I'm friendly with her, but we're not close.
Complained?
We've had small talk here and there, nothing deep, no lunches together, no real outside of work connection. But still, their lack of camaraderie did not affect the other woman's abundance of audacity." Quoting here from the bride-to-be, "She found out that I was getting married and asked when the wedding was. Then she straight up asked if she was invited. I kind of laughed and said, oh no, it's really small, just close
really
friends.
Really small, and intimate wedding.
I didn't think anything of it. But before sharing the intimate details of your personal life around the water cooler, namely weddings, it may be best to think twice. She got quiet and a little cold," I'm quoting again, "but I figured, okay, maybe awkward moment, whatever. Fast forward a few days later, and I get a meeting invite from HR.
No.
Turns out she filed a complaint saying that I was being exclusive and creating a hostile work environment by leaving people out."
You have no workplace obligation to socialize with your coworkers in any way outside of work.
That is correct.
Let alone one of the most intimate personal days of your life.
She says, "I had to sit in this HR meeting and explain to them that I am not required to invite coworkers that I barely know to my wedding. It is a personal event. It has nothing to do with work or who is in the office."
Just like to know if she wants the steak or the salmon.
Probably the salmon.
Oh my God.
The snubbed colleague, according to this woman, though, her snubbed coworker remains openly offended. She, according to this bride, has become super passive aggressive.
Oh, I'm sure.
Giving her side eye, little digs when she walks by, still bringing it up in this weird sarcastic comments like, "Some people are so inclusive." Yeah, she went to HR. Well, we have a friend downstairs that you and I both know very well. And I went down and walked the sales pit for a few minutes today and bumped into him. And I said, "When's your wedding?" And he said, "It's next month." And I thought, well, you know, he and I are kind of close, but we're not that close.
There would be no invite for
And I didn't get an invite.
No.
I'm not going to pry on that one.
Of course you don't. That's so weird.
So I just said, well,
you never know when
thanks for nothing, and
right.
I walked away.
No, you never know when a coworker is getting married. It could be a destination wedding. It could be.
Oh, Dana, I don't care.
No, I'm just saying to our everyone listening, it could be any number of circumstances. It could be we only have the budget for 40 people. We're doing a very small intimate wedding, which I'm sure this was. And then you've got Marge at the water cooler going, well, where's my invitation? That's just weird.
Well, I invited myself to your wedding once.
Yes, you did.
Because I thought it was inappropriate.
You were not invited?
But I was not invited. That is correct.
I'll catch you the next one. From the Johnson County Post.
Do you have news?
No, I do not. From the Johnson County Post, we have an update on the Fairway fire. I think that left a family displaced this week. We talked about it earlier. We now know what it was that caused the fire. It didn't take long for a fire that started reportedly due to a charging lithium-ion battery in the garage to wreak havoc on a family home in Fairway last week. The battery in question is now believed to be from a lawnmower, but usable in other tools. So it was one of those interchangeable batteries, Scott. It was only on the charger for fewer than 15 minutes before the family living there heard the sound of an explosion and escaped from the fast-moving fire. From Fire Chief Steve Chick here, who leads Consolidated Fire District Number 2, the subsequent fire was totally unexpected and reportedly expanded very rapidly. Crews arrived quick. I mean, Fairway is, you know how big Fairway is.
Well, how small Fairway
Fire District Number 2 is in Prairie Village. They got there, what, within two minutes, would you say, Scott?
Dang, there's one right over here on Martway.
There was already heavy fire in the garage. It was ripping hot and humid. Did firefighters have to be... trying to go back and look. I think that day was super hot too. Anyway, lithium ion batteries, we have to all talk about this. Come in everything. Power banks, EVs, cordless tools. And they are now saying only charge those when you are home, like this family did, because of what we're seeing here. Charge them when you are home. Do not ever leave those.
Were they able to save the house?
Were
they able to save most of the house?
It sustained heavy damage, Scott.
That quickly?
While these fires are still rare around these parts, Chick said his department is starting to see more of them, and he knows other departments are too. They start a fire, Scott, called thermal runaway, in which the heat of the battery rises so quickly it expands exponentially, and then boom. Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Would you want to cruise through life? And I mean cruise in the literal sense, on a boat.
At what age?
Well, 51. A luxury cruise company is making waves with a groundbreaking offer, the chance to live at sea indefinitely. Villa V Residences is offering what it calls the Endless Horizons Package, allowing guests to retire aboard its ship.
Yep.
For as little as $350,000. For many, this would be a dream come true. Surprisingly, a more affordable lifestyle than life on land. The Odyssey, that's the ship, is the world's first perpetual cruise ship designed for long-term living and travel. It offers a rotating itinerary that covers 425 destinations around 147 countries on a 3.5-year cycle. With stops lasting 5 or more days, residents can get off the ship, explore global cities, exotic locales at a leisurely pace.
Yeah, no one can squat in your home and steal it because your home is floating.
One of the most budget-friendly options is the Ocean View Villa Package that starts at $350,000 for a solo occupant, $600,000 for a couple.
$600,000.
For a couple.
Now... I have heard.
But you get free food for the rest of your life?
Yes, I have heard there are more and more retirees are doing this because, you know, depending on what part of the country you live in, it can be a semi-affordable option if you are looking to travel anyway, more so than, you know, plopping down money for a house in California or something, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I like to cruise. I don't know that I would like to cruise in
for the rest of your life.
Definitely. I can see doing it for a year, and even then, like.
And would you be allowed to sell?
No,
your room,
like your fractional, like sublet it.
Well, not sublet. Let's say we decide, we're going to do this $600,000, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we're sailing. You know, I'm 54 years old. We get to 65, and we decide. You know, 11 years at sea was fun. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of done. Getting seasick every night and puking over the balcony.
Yep.
And we want to sell our port room for $500,000.
I bet you that's not how it works because you don't own it. You are paying.
Hell, I don't.
You are paying for. You do not own a fractional piece of that cruise ship. You're paying for the right to have a ticket to board and stay boarded. You're paying for the food. You're paying for the amenities. You're paying for the drinks.
What if the company goes bankrupt?
Good luck. It's a great question. Good luck.
Mr. Parks, we're going to need you to...
deboard?
Is it called deboarding when you're on a... I've only been on one cruise ship my entire life.
If I plopped down $600,000 and that company went bankrupt and they told me to deboard, I'd be deboarding out the little circle hole in the room.
Like into the ocean?
Yes.
Like to kill yourself?
Like all of your money is gone.
Yeah?
No, not to kill myself, but...
Well, what do you think's going to happen when you jump out of that little porthole?
Well, for $600,000, I'm guessing you're not on the top floor. I meant more, you know... Right there.
Oh, right where the sharks are.
Right. I'm just saying. You would have to have a lawyer vet that thoroughly before you signed on to do that.
Would you be willing, and I'm asking you guys, to cough up $600,000 for you and your wife, you and your husband, and go to sea for the rest of your lives?
Is there a parameter on it? Like, if you live to 90, we're kicking you off. Like, what if you need advanced care?
There's no indication. Well, I'm assuming at that point you probably would want to deboard or just throw yourself overboard.
Hmm.
It's going to be the same result.
I think that's something that sounds like a great idea, and then you do it, and you're like,
913-586-7798. I know a lot of you say, oh, we cruise all the time. We cruise 10, 11 times a year. It's fantastic. We love it. Okay. Would you do it for the rest of your life? For $600,000? 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. It is not deboard, it's disembark. We are so dumb.
We're going to start the deboarding process.
That's what you do on a river cruise in like West Virginia. Yeah, we're going to deboard.
We're going to deboard.
Everybody start deboarding right about now.
You
disembark.
What I mean.
From the text line, what if it turns out to be another poop cruise? Which, if you haven't seen it, highly recommend it.
Please. Have you still not seen We're Gonna Storm Area 51? Please put that on your list.
No. We started a new series the other night, The World's Most Wanted.
Okay.
And one of them, I'm trying to remember who the first one was. It was very interesting, the first one was, and it was an American... I think a serial killer. The second one was, and I didn't, you remember the horrible genocide in Rwanda?
Yes.
In the 1990s. I did not realize between the Hutus and the Tutsis, I did not realize that that was started largely by radio broadcasts paid for, that were hate-filled, propaganda-filled, that were paid for by a very, very rich man in Rwanda who happened to be a Hutu. And he, for whatever reason, despised the Tutsis and had shipped in hundreds of thousands of machetes.
Oh, God.
That he would hand out to the brainwashed Hutus, okay, who would then go slaughter the minority Tutsis.
You know that at night you can watch these things called nature shows, or you can watch clips of comedy, or you could watch
educational
train wreck, the poop cruise. I could not go to bed watching, like, I remember...
The genocide.
And I, my brain just cannot do certain things anymore, especially involving children. I can't do it.
Well, it was horribly, it was bad. And the just the rampant murder. And then he escaped and went to Kenya.
So he's still wanted?
We gotten just to the end, and then we didn't.
I'm sure if it's called The World's Most Wanted, yes, he's still wanted.
He's probably dead.
It's like that show that used to be, I Survived That. And then you're like, oh, God, are they going to die? No, the name of the show is I Survived.
Well, that's fair. Chris in Kansas City. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So this whole cruise ship idea, I think it'd be great for the first maybe 1 or 2 years. You get to see the world. But after 2 or 3 years of you seeing the same stuff over and over and over, like, when can I get off this roller coaster ride? Because it'd just be the same boring stuff over and over.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
For me, I've got more questions than answers. Like, okay, if I'm on for 2 or 3 years, can I give this to a friend and let them experience for a while? Or is it exclusively me? What happens if there's a medical emergency? What happens if someone gets, murdered on this cruise ship?
Yeah.
Is there detectives on there? Is there a police department? Do you have higher EMS? Like, all these things are crossing my mind. I guess I watch too many,
No, these are good, these are good questions. I mean, if we port, do I get to deboard or disembark if we're in the United States and go visit my family for Christmas and then catch up with y'all somewhere else? How does it
Another
work?
Another great question. Yeah, how does that work? You know, I've got a passport. Do I have to show that passport every country? Because you said 425 countries?
No, 445. No. 445 stops in 147 countries.
Well, still, 147 countries. I haven't had a passport in a while, but that's an awful lot of stamps to put on one passport.
They don't do, most countries don't do the stamp anymore.
I would love the stamp. Well, I would love it. I'm with you.
It would be one great thing to show your kids or your grandkids, like, hey, look at all these places I've been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think one time around the world, and then you can say you've done it, but I just couldn't imagine living there permanently. I'm out.
Yeah,
we
were disappointed last time we went to Mexico, and they wouldn't, even when we asked, they wouldn't stamp our passport.
Aww.
They said, we don't stamp anymore. I'm like, well, that's no fun. Tristan, on line two, real quick before we get to the news, hello?
Yes, just like a Run Do Not Rock to help you keep from getting deboard. Dana, you will love the furry detectives. You like weird and unique dogs. You are going to love this.
The furry detective.
Yes, it's about furries who did online detective.
I'm in.
Okay, got to stop you there. Only because we're up against the news break.
When we get back, there are a couple of viral videos I want to talk about when we come back. One, speaking of detective, the daughter of a Secret Service agent has gone viral with all of the times she got caught trying to lie or sneak out as a teenager. It is hilarious.
And dad's in the FBI?
There were Secret Service.
Oh, Secret Service.
There were only three places she was allowed to sleep over. Her friend, whose dad was an FBI agent, or their military friend, Scott. Outside of that, she could not stay over at anyone else's house.
Quick break for the news. Dana Wright, Chris Minders. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. The news coming up in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.